Pinelab's IPO subscribed 2.5 times on final day. Physicswala opens at 7% on day one. Autotech revs up car trade spinny eye major acquisitions. H1B curbs push up IT subcontracting costs. Infosys leads the pack. MasterCard flags UPI's systemic risk.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your daily dose of the sharpest updates from the world of startups and technology. We air Monday through Friday. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or anywhere you get your shows. Let's get you up to speed on what's making headlines today. We're starting with Dalal Street and fintech major Pinelab's in particular. Its 3,900 crore issue was subscribed 2.5 times by the end of day three. Not bad at all, given the muted grey market sentiment. Retail investors led the charge, oversubscribing their quota by 122%, while non-institutional investors were a bit more cautious, coming in at just about 30%. Meanwhile, another highly anticipated IPO, Physicswala, made its market debut with a 3,480 crore issue, getting a 7% subscription on day one. Retail investors were again the early birds, taking up a third of their portion, while institutional buyers are still on the sidelines. It's early days yet, but everyone's watching to see how India's edtech poster child fares in a post-pandemic market that's cooled down quite a bit since those heady boom years. Now, from classrooms to car lots, we're talking about India's auto tech space, which is shifting gears with some major consolidation moves. Mumbai-based Car Trade Tech, the company behind Carvale, Bikewale and OLX India, is close to acquiring Car Dekho in a deal valued at over $1.2 billion. If this goes through, it'll be one of the biggest mergers in India's digital auto ecosystem, creating a serious challenger to the likes of Spinny, Cars24 and Droom. At the same time, Spinny is all set to acquire Go Mechanic, yes, the same startup that went through a governance storm last year, in a 450 crore cash and stock deal. This move will mark Spinny's entry into the after-sales and servicing space. The Hero Group-led consortium that rescued Go Mechanic is exiting while the new management team stays on. The big picture, everyone wants a larger share of the car ownership journey, from the first click to the last oil change. Analysts say this signals a shift from grow at all costs to own the full customer life cycle, scale and service depth. That's the new horsepower. Over to IT land, where Indian tech giants are feeling the heat from tighter US visa rules, and it's showing up in their subcontracting bills. According to Unearth Insight data, Infosys saw subcontracting costs rise by 11.5% year-on-year, now making up 8.7% of its revenues in the September quarter. Meanwhile, Tech Mahindra wasn't far behind, with costs up 10%. The outlier here is TCS, which keeps its subcontracting lean, just about 5% of revenue. So two main drivers are at play here: tougher H1B visa norms and higher application fees, which is pushing firms to hire more local contractors abroad instead of flying in engineers from India. Add to that the uncertainty in global demand, and companies are relying more on short-term contracts instead of full-term staff, keeping the engine idling until the global tech slowdown clears. And remember, with 60 to 70% of Indian IT revenue coming in from the US, even small visa policy tweaks can send big ripples across the sector. Let's talk payments now, because there's an interesting debate brewing in India's digital payments ecosystem. MasterCard's India and South Asia President Gautam Agarwal has flagged what he calls a systemic risk, our overdependence on a single payment rail, UPI. Now, UPI handles over 85% of all digital transactions in India. Think of it as every car on the road taking the same flyover at rush hour. It works beautifully until it doesn't. Agarwal pointed out that while RuPay credit cards on UPI have boosted the domestic network's reach, this dominance also brings concentration risk. In his words, we're putting all of our payment systems through one rail now, which compromises long-term sustainability. Now, remember here that MasterCard competes with RuPay promoted by NPCI. So technically, UPI is chipping away at its share. You might recall here that RBI's plan for a new umbrella entity, a parallel payment network that was shelved earlier for lack of innovation. But the debate around diversification is back, especially as UPI expands into credit and cross-border payments. Meanwhile, the RBI Innovation Hub is working on a risk score system, a sort of a real-time fraud radar that will flag high-risk payments by pooling data from banks, fintechs, and telecoms. With digital fraud and mule accounts on the rise, that kind of safety net might soon be essential. And that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. We hope you found this roundup insightful. And a big shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for today's stories. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget, you can catch Tech 3 every Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 8:30 p.m., bringing you the day's top tech and startup news, minus the boring bits. This is Chandra R. Srikant signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.